The West Live.
The West Live
with Jenna Clark. Brought to you by Neds. Take it to the Neds level. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.
Despite the year we've had, probably one of the biggest worries for teenagers outside of exams and their formal was whether they're able to have a wild end-of-year school party. Well, if you have teenagers in Year 12, the celebrations might have started early with the news yesterday that WA Leavers will be going ahead this year. But it won't look like previous years. Barley's out. Rotto banned. So those of you down south, brace yourself for the influx of about 10,000 Year 12s ready to let their hair down. Joining me now is the WA State Director of Red Frogs, a support service for leavers, Hayden Glass. Hayden, thanks for joining me. Can you tell me where the leavers' hotspots will be this year?
Yeah, good morning, Jenna. And we are definitely heading down south. So Busselton, Dunsborough, and Yelling Up and around that southwest area is definitely the chosen leavers destination for 2020.
Insane. I guess we saw the AMA and a number of medical specialists come out yesterday slamming the decision for the police to allow this to go ahead. But I guess you guys are just going to be there as support crew. How do you think this year will be different?
Yeah, well, we'll be working alongside the police and also the health department in St. John's, along with all the other support services that will be down there to deliver a safe leavers event, which we do every year for Red Frogs. This is our 20th anniversary in WA, but with the release of the COVID-19 event plans late last week, obviously they need to be taken into consideration. And so we're working with all those key stakeholders across government and non-government agencies to make sure that this is a safe event and putting those recommendations in place for everyone involved, not just the leavers, but also the staff and volunteers that will be at the leavers celebration.
Yeah, indeed. I guess a lot of people would probably have some issues kind of thinking kids are never going to stay 2 square metres away from each other. I remember being that age and I think you slept 6 to a bed at one stage. I guess, is this just basically calling for, and look, I think kids these days are a lot more responsible than my generation. Do you think this will just be encouraging them to maintain being responsible in the public spaces, take your hand sanitizer, drink lots of water, look after your mates?
Oh, Jenna, absolutely. You've nailed it. I don't know why you got me on. Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's what it's all about. It's just about young people being safe and being aware of the environment that we are in, but also being able to be thankful, I guess, that we do live in Western Australia and things like this are able to go ahead. And, you know, Leavers is happening, but also there's lots of other music festivals and large gatherings that are starting to pop up around the place as well. And those same event guidelines will be in place that we will be following in the southwest as well.
I guess just finally, Hayden, how can parents prepare their young adolescents for their pilgrimage down south?
Yeah, I guess head to the Leavers WA website. There's some great tips on there for parents about some of those, like a little bit of a checklist for them as well. Obviously, do not supply your young people with alcohol, especially if they're underage, making sure that they're staying safe. If at all possible, drive them to the southwest. It just reduces the number of novice drivers that are on the road. And for some of them, that's the longest country drive they've ever done. But then also talk to them about how they plan to party and stay safe, but encourage them to look after their mates. For a lot of them, this is the last time that their friendship group is going to be in the one place at the one time. And so make sure that it's a week to remember, not a week that they regret.
Yeah, for sure. Are you expecting after the absolutely tumultuous year that these poor kids have experienced that it's going to be wilder than usual celebrations?
No, we've definitely seen, and stats are also showing, there's definitely a decrease in alcohol consumption in this demographic, not just the leavers, but across the year as well. And so we expect that trend to continue. Obviously, there is a little bit of letting your hair down. And I know when I announced it at a large school yesterday, just after the announcement was made, they were very excited about the news that they were able to head down south. So, yeah, I'm sure that will be duplicated across lots of schools and lots of Year 12 common rooms today. We'll be very excited about the news and putting their final plans into place, but just making sure that they've got their accommodation booked. If you don't have accommodation, do not come. Camping is illegal. So make sure that all the checks are in place and you can come and celebrate, but also you can stay and celebrate down there as well.
Indeed. Hayden Glass, Red Frogs WA State Director, thank you so very much for joining us. And if you are a parent or a school leaver, head to leaverswa.com.au for all that information. Good luck down there, comrade. You're definitely going to need it.
thanks, Jenna. We'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good.
See ya.